Got a few minutes? Stick around for today's edition of Mission Network News. We're heading to South Sudan, Eritrea, and China. We'd love for you to join us. God's using people like you and me to expand His kingdom in these countries, and they want you to know what's going on. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Well, there seems to be no end in sight to South Sudan's 20-month-old civil war. At least 7 ceasefires have been broken, and more than 10,000 people are dead. Fighting rages on, and people are suffering. Matt Parker with Kids Life International explains.
There have been some terrible atrocities over the past year and a half. Attacks on hospitals, the slaughter of innocent children, the use of rape as a weapon of war. So it's a really disastrous situation.
It's obvious the nation is in turmoil, but not all hope is lost. See, Kids Alive is giving children the tools they need to thrive while showing them God's love.
We currently have 16 street children that we're working with. We've rescued these kids from the streets, caring for them in one of our children's homes, providing them with a quality care, education, and of course the spiritual nurture that every child needs.
If you want to dig deeper, look for the highlighted links at our web story at missionnews.org. An Eritrean refugee named Eric says there's nothing new under the sun since he fled his country 15 years ago. In fact, he left for some of the same issues that are causing Eritrea to be one of the biggest sources of migrants on Europe's shores today. Those issues range from a forced military service to the severe lack of freedom of religion. Open Doors tells us Eric ran with his family to avoid the government's brutality, just like the tens of thousands that do the same today. Action points are too many to list right now, but we've got them highlighted through links at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Tibet, one pastor has already brought 27 people to Christ and is planning to plant new churches in nearby villages. But Asian Access says that before he became a Christian, he was a Buddhist lama or a head monk. When his wife became ill and traditional Buddhist magic had no effect, his daughter suggested he come to a local church. Now, he originally refused, but when he finally gave in, his wife was healed and he committed his life to Christ, another life transformed. What that monk was searching for was community, and it's a common theme in families, especially adoptive families. Bethany Christian Services' Chris Fossey explains.
When we adopt a child and bring that child into our family, we want so much for that child to integrate and meld right into our family and just become part of the fabric.
But what happens when things aren't moving smoothly after adoption? It's a lifelong journey, and issues sometimes crop up years after the adoption finalizes. So what then?
A lot of the resources that we've developed are because we know it's hard to make that call and say, things aren't going so well, or I don't know how to handle this.
We've highlighted some links for resources at Bethany. And remember, community in this case is about the body of Christ.
Post-adoption support is one way that we don't go it alone, but we access gifts from God is other people who can come with compassion, knowledge. You know, God reveals himself to us in so many ways.
So what happens when you hit the hang-up at the beginning end of the journey? Getting overseas is a challenge in many international adoptions, but adoption airfare is making that just a little bit easier. Tap at the level of adoption airfare.
We have the huge blessing and privilege to be able to serve some of these families with their international adoption travel. And it's just been so amazing to see how God has answered prayers on behalf of these families.
Lovell shares a recent family couldn't get on their original flight, but with the help and prayer of Adoption Airfare, they were able to get a better flight and actually arrive 6 hours ahead of schedule.
I think each family that adopts a child in any way has a testimony behind it.
Adoption Airfare shares the gospel with clients and what adoption means in the eyes of Jesus. Catch a flight or see more impact stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively, sign up for our e-news blast delivered every morning. It's free. Just go to missionnews.org and look for the link. Daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.